Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rockaholics, personally, I must say that this is my favorite day of the KISW year.
You and me both.
Seattle Rock Day, playing our favorite bands from the Pacific Northwest all day long.
Oh, man, from the Mudhoneys to the Mother Love Bones, Jimi Hendrix, Sir Mix-a-Lot will make an appearance, Macklemore might make an appearance. Of course, we've been talking with Mike Herrera from MXPX. He's going to be playing Beat Migs in just a second as well. And also, I'm excited. At 7:20 this morning, we're trying to talk to some of our friends that have been around the Seattle music scene. And yes, he wasn't on a rock radio station. He was on sports radio back in those days. Mike Gastineau, who's been around for quite some time here in the Pacific Northwest, a sports radio legend in the Pacific Northwest, but also a massive fan of all the Seattle rock bands. So he was around when, like, the Pearl Jams, the Nirvanas were all breaking big, and they were sports radio fans as well. So I'm excited to get his perspective of what it was like to grow up in the Seattle music scene.
And for all things Seattle Rock Day, you can head to KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Woo. Seattle Rock Day Friday.
See some headbanging, Danny and Taryn.
We should mosh.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wow, Taryn's really going after it. Your neck's going to hurt tomorrow, girl.
Call that a bangover.
A bangover.
Wait, I want one of those.
I feel like a lot of girls at WSU. Never mind.
Headbanged. Headbanged at a concert.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
That's where the bangover comes from.
That's exactly where I was
Everybody
going.
Knows that.
All respect to all the coots.
It's Seattle Rock Day, so let's get to Mike Herrera from MXPX. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
I feel like we've kidnapped Mike all morning.
I know. I love it.
Blink twice if you're not happy about this.
Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right. Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What band had the hit songs Fell on Black Days and Spoon Man?
Soundgarden.
Yes. What Alice in Chains album became the first grunge album to be certified platinum?
Dirt or Wood?
No, I don't know. No. You get one more guess.
Okay. The crow, the chicken.
No. What branch of the armed forces did Jimi Hendrix serve in?
The Air Force.
No.
The Army.
Yes. Dave Grohl was on an episode of what 90s science fiction drama series?
X-Files.
Yes. Pearl Jam's first full-scale U.S. tour was called what?
F Ticketmaster? Oh, no. That's probably not correct.
You can pass, too.
I would have no idea. The Monster Tour.
No. The President of the United States member Chris Ballew currently does children's music going by what stage name?
Oh, I know this. Oh, my gosh. It's one of those things where you knew this until you get asked the question. But it's something Ballew. I'm not going to get it.
It's a friendly Peaches. Ghost.
I've seen him live, which is a sad, sad thing that I've literally seen his children's show live.
You have? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. It was amazing. What? Something Casper Baby Pants.
There we go. Can we give it to him?
We're going to give it to him. Absolutely. It's Seattle Rock Day. So, Mike, you got 4 correct.
All right.
Sad. Okay.
We can work with this.
Maybe I'll ask. I'll ask Steve the questions really slowly, maybe.
Okay. I don't know what just happened.
Well, you'll find out. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Let me put the blindfold on.
What band had the hit songs Fell on Black Days and Spoon Man?
Soundgarden.
Correct. What Alice in Chains album became the first grunge album to be certified platinum?
Dirt.
No.
Damn it. Facelift.
Yes. What branch of the armed forces did Jimi Hendrix serve in?
Oh, man. I'm going to try Army.
Yes. Dave Grohl was on an episode of what 90s science fiction drama series?
It's got to be Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No.
Oh, wait. X-Files.
Correct. Pearl Jam's first full-scale U.S. tour was called what?
A tour? What? Pearl? Can you repeat that question?
Pearl Jam's first full-scale U.S. tour was called what?
Lollapalooza?
No.
Touring with friends?
No. The President of the United States member Chris Ballew currently does children's music going by what stage name?
You know, that's Tatum's Jam. That's Casper Baby Pants.
Yes.
Noodles and Butter. Run, Baby, Run.
Mark Arm was the lead singer of Green River and what other band?
Mudhoney.
Yes. Modest Mouse was formed in what Washington city?
Issaquah.
Yes. Heart had the 70s album titled Dog and What?
Pony.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4.
I was rooting so hard for you, Mike.
In my defense, I didn't remember that I can pass on stuff, so I wasted all my time just thinking about Pearl Jam's tour. Like, what could it be?
Did you get it right?
No.
No, I did not.
They had a name.
Why would I know their tour?
I know, right?
Well, Steve, it's your favorite album.
10?
The 10 tour.
The 10 tour?
I thought of that, but I was like, that's dumb.
You should have said it, Mike. You should have said it.
It's too easy.
Wow.
The 10 tour?
Yes, that was their first U.S.
Mike, you know what else is dumb? That question.
Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Mike. Man.
Can I answer the hard question?
Yes. There are 70s album, Dog and... Wait, Mike, do you know Dog and What?
I don't know that.
Butterfly. Dog and Butterfly. That was me doing a really bad Ann Wilson.
Yeah. Heart was never my jam.
Heart was
never
my jam.
Yeah, me neither.
You guys.
I don't hate Heart. I mean, I respect what they all I know is Barracuda, and that's about it.
That's it? What about Magic Man?
Okay, I know it, but I'm not listening to it.
Well, happy
you hear it enough day. If you just walk around the Pacific Northwest, like Seattle enough, you're good.
They just shove that you're heart down it. Our faces all the time.
All right, I want to rematch one of these days, but now that I understand.
We'll make it happen for sure, but we'll at least let you out of captivity now. We can. I know maybe you have Stockholm Syndrome now. You like being around us. I'm not sure, but we've kept you long enough, man. But thank you. Like just hearing your stories and being able to celebrate Seattle Rock Day with someone who put Seattle on the map for a completely different vibe in punk rock music, man. And I think I speak for a lot of us. We're all big fans of MXPX. Love the new record and excited that you guys have a couple shows over at the Admiral Theater.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for having us. We love it. And as long as people keep coming, we'll keep playing.
And it's what, June 28th and 29th with the Ataris, Admiral Theater, MXPX. Going to be a blast.
Yep. Tickets on sale. You can go to mxpx.com if you're looking.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.